The handcuffs are on. You've written the perfect service only to be trapped in whatever platform you chose. This is a real computer science problem solved by real computer scientists. How? There's hope through AppScale. That's what we're talking about in this episode of Dev Radio. Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Dev Radio. I'm Jerry Nixon, and I am excited to have Bruno Turcalli on the show today. He's my co-host as we talk to AppScale. And Bruno, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for co-hosting. What are you up to these days?
Well, thanks, Jerry. It's great to be online with you here. We used to work together, remember?
I remember.
Oh, indeed. Yeah. So my role today is I'm on this executive escalation team. I'm a principal software engineer, and I do some cloud architecture. I work with, I think, strategically important companies that have been handed down from the leadership team, the VPs, the CEO, et cetera. And the company that we're engaged with today is one such company that I have visited on numerous occasions in Santa Barbara.
Bruno, you are Microsoft's Azure white glove service. That's what you are.
No white gloves today, but they're in the wash right now. I had them at the dry cleaner.
Well, cool. All right, so you kind of led on that we have Chandra on the show. I think it's awesome that we have a professor on the show, a professor of computer science who's fighting the good fight, right, to bring computer science back up. It's just such a shortage and such a crisis that we have. She's in Santa Barbara. Chandra, thanks for being on the show. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Thank you so much for having me. Again, I'm Chandra Krentz. I am a professor of computer science at UC Santa Barbara. It's a tremendously wonderful job. And I also am chief scientist at AppScale Systems.
And at AppScale, do they call you Professor Krentz?
No, we've gotten past that.
Oh, okay. It's funny because even my professors from university, I can't call them by their first name. It still isn't. It's just not right. And they even tell me, oh, you know, you can call me Gary. I'm like, no, I can't. No,
yeah. I still get that from my students, yes.
Yeah. All right. So you work with AppScale. You're their chief scientist.
Yes.
I don't know who AppScale is. Tell me, who is AppScale?
So we're a company that me and my team founded back in 2012, but we've been working on it since about 2009. We spun it out of UC Santa Barbara as a research project. That's how we started. The idea is that Google App Engine was a cloud platform at the time that was really emerging to enable developers to write cool web apps very quickly, very easily, without doing a lot of the ops work in the platform. So what we did, we said, well, we don't necessarily want to run only on Google. Wouldn't it be cool if we could take this model for developing apps anywhere? So we mirrored Google App Engine and all of its APIs so that any application that runs on App Engine can also run on AppScale without being modified. So we could lift and shift anywhere, giving users and developers lots of choice.
I love this show already. I love the fact that we are able to talk to developers who might find themselves backed into a corner because maybe they were those early adopters and they were the ones who dove right in, only to realize there's a lot of super glue tied to those decisions, and now they're tied into a platform for the rest of eternity. And along comes AppScale and says, hey, there's hope. So tell me a little bit about AppScale as a product. What does it mean for developers? What are they getting? What are they doing? You know what I mean.
Sure. Well, first off, it's open source. So it's a freely available platform with a very permissive open source license. So anyone can just download it and install it on their own data center or in another cloud like Azure or Amazon, or just on their laptop in a container, Docker container, and play around with it to try it. And so it's really easy to get started. And then once you develop apps in this model, you can run them on Google or you can run them in production on other clouds using AppScale. So you would, if you didn't want to learn the entire platform yourself, if your core competency is in the app, then you could call us up and we can help you move your app from Google to another cloud, from another cloud to Google. We also give you support for running on-prem. If you have really cool services or software investments that are already there that you want to link to, AppScale makes that happen. So that's what you get us involved when you need the help and support that for these more advanced sort of operations.
All right, tell me about the technology. Tell me, is this just a facade that points me, that rewrites all the APIs, or do I have a new layer in to consider?
It's a new layer. So it's a API layer. You can think of it as a shim layer between your app and all of the APIs that it calls for its functionality. So the data store, the NoSQL, the SQL, the Memcache, the tasking system, all of those services, you're just calling through a cloud SDK like Azure has.
Is there a performance cost if I adopt that layer?
No, but you are restricted in what that layer enables. So the API, it fundamentally could limit you. If you need to use sort of, different types of operations that aren't supported by the API, you'd have to call us and we could implement them. Or you just work within those bounds, and that actually enables performance in some cases because we can focus on exactly what your app is doing. We know what it can do. The other thing that's cool is we can plug in any open source service implementation. So if you want to use Cassandra, which is what we focus on, for your NoSQL, we just plug it in. And in the past, we've looked at others. But that shim layer gives us a lot of freedom to do performance optimization, customization, and also to allow you to use different types of implementations should you need to.
Moving my apps around like that, Bruno, how big of a deal is this?
Well, you know, it is open source, so even if they wanted to support new paradigms, it's possible given the fact that you have the code. Mm-hmm. So when I came in, they had already a nice clean facade, as you put it, or interface that we just extended for Azure. And effectively, you could plug in you could implement any interface you would like. And whether that's, for on-prem, all you need is a pool of VMs. And you know, they've already done this. How many different platforms do you support now, Chandra?
Wow, dozens. We've done lots of these sort of even smaller companies who are doing cloud infrastructures. Many, many. And it's really easy and straightforward to get it running. And then what's great about the partnership that we have with Azure and your team, Bruno, it has been it would automatically work on Azure, but it didn't really work well. And we were doing a lot of the same work that Azure was doing. So our partnership, which is driven by customer wanting to move to Azure, kind of enabled us to tailor AppScale so it ran really well on Azure. That's really what we've done together.
Yeah, the example that we just kind of went through on that was when they were provisioning, when they scaled up a bunch of additional VMs, AppScale was implementing it through a multi-threaded Python application. So they were saying, okay, let's spin up one VM on one thread, let's spin up another VM on a second thread, and so on. And as you know, that leads to deadlocks, race conditions potentially, depending on network conditions and so on. So the guidance was, why don't you use Azure Scale Sets, which is relatively new, and you essentially tell, Azure, I want 5 VMs. Go off and do it as quick as you can. Call me when you're done. And so it was a way that we could optimize the way they were implementing that interface.
And that kind of tight relationship with Azure just makes it so the implementation on Azure is lightning and awesome and as good as it can get. Is it, Bruno, what would you recommend to developers today? Would you say start with AppScale so that if you make a decision or you have some sort of, you're merged with another company later, you have options?
Yeah, I think AppScale is a great, there's a lot of companies that like the model because it's PaaS, right? It's platform as a service, meaning that you're not really managing the VMs directly yourself. You're letting the platform automatically scale up, scale down, provision new VMs, etc. But there's no vendor lock-in. So it's somewhat the holy grail in that you get this higher level of abstraction without being locked into one vendor.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're open source. Now tell me, Chandra, how are you a company then?
Through support, you know, as people want to lift and shift, as people want to optimize for a particular infrastructure, those are all our core competencies. And so you call us up and you say, I want help. You want someone just to run the system for you in Azure. We can do that. We do that for a lot of our customers who don't want to mess with the platform at all. So completely no ops. We take care of the platform, and then they run their apps, and they call us if there's a problem, and we take care of it. So it's just really where you want to put your money, in your own DevOps or in us.
Okay, that makes sense. So I'm a customer, or you know, I'm a potential customer, and I'm trying to decide and kind of weigh the differences. I'm going to potentially do it all manually, potentially call you guys, but before I even get to that step, I want to know if my app even qualifies. Are there certain types of apps that simply aren't an app scale candidate?
Well, I think it's really designed for lightweight, stateless web services. So in the background, you can, because we just run in VMs, we can also interface to big data. So it's really about having an interface that needs to be responsive and handle very large scale, maybe lots of users. I'm thinking the Internet of Things as we go forward, that type of scale is going to be is really what the platform is designed for. And then in the background, you can do analytics and things, but it's really about being responsive to the customers or the software that are using your APIs in the platform.
Okay, well, it happens to be the architecture inside my company really is lightweight, stateless app services. It's perfect. And we do very large scale, and I'm very interested in the app scale model here. What's the process? I've already got my services in place, right? We were early adopters on the Google platform. We're not sure that's the right decision anymore. What do I have to look forward to as far as the process of migration?
Well, it's actually really interesting because the pricing models in these different platforms matter. So in Google, you are charged on a per request basis. And in some cases, that's going to work really well for you and it's going to be very inexpensive. But in other cases, there's other types of apps, even these web services, for which you'd rather just pay for hourly virtual machines or run on your on-prem where you don't pay at all. And so there's a huge price differentiator. We actually have a new pricing calculator that you can go and understand this on our website. That's amazing. So if you want to, if you're analyzing your bill and you're saying, oh, this is pretty pricey, maybe I could either move out of this. The cost of doing that is incredible. Making re-engineering an application is a waste of time.
Yeah.
So with us, you call us up, we analyze your application, we give you some feedback, use our calculator so you know what your savings are going to be. And we then, and you then you would pay us a subscription and we would work with you to move your app, to migrate the data and the code to the different infrastructures. We could even do it for you and then you could just see how it works in the background and then make your decision to actually do the shift. So that's how our interaction would go.
Bruno, how does it work then if I have certain API calls? Am I calling then to the AppScale API instead and it's doing the reroute depending on the platform that I'm on?
Yeah, the good news is because they're 100% API compatible, there really is no code modification on your end. The migration should be pretty much seamless. And so I think that's really the kind of breakthrough.
Wow.
When they went off as a computer science project and decided to do this, it was kind of like, I'm not sure what inspired you initially, Chandra, but it was an interesting problem to solve. What if we only had the surface area of the APIs to work with? Could we reverse engineer the implementation such that if you conform to the API itself, everything should just work? And so
That's exactly right. And we were inspired. We needed, as a computer science professor, whenever I do anything new in systems, I got to prove that it works really well. And the only way to do that is to run apps. But I don't want my students going off and writing a million apps when we're the systems people. So what we did, we were just kind of cheating. We were like, well, if we could build this app, this platform, and apps would automatically run, we would have them to test our system, to drive our system, to show that what we're doing was really cool. So,
yeah.
And that just turned into something that the community was super interested in and wanting to be part of, and it took off. So we weren't planning that, but we were glad we made the decision.
I just wanted to add, I think that's a testament to the brilliant design of it, the fact that as long as you conform to the API and compatible with it, you pretty much have this versatility to run anywhere, including some of these geographies where it's virtually impossible to run, like in China and some parts of Germany where the laws are very stringent on Absolutely. Data governance and compliance. So now you can take this platform that would not be capable of running elsewhere and actually run it wherever you want.
Yeah. I also think
and this is the sort of thing that Google and Azure or Microsoft and AWS, they wouldn't write this. I mean, this takes an app scale to write this because it needs somebody who's willing to be completely agnostic about this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, we've always believed in choice and a lock and avoidance. And so the more we can give that to developers, then everyone can sort of have a chance at competing for those customers. So it's a cool place to be, I must say.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Chandra, tell me a little bit about some of your early users and early customers. What's their behavior? Are you seeing them take every app that they have and moving it somewhere? Are they doing it in slow waves? Or you tell me.
Yeah, it really has been driven by a lot of these global restrictions that Bruno was mentioning. So where it's or due to latencies, if they're serving from Google and to their customers and their customers aren't getting the user experience that they need because the data center that it's being served from is so far away, we can help them move it closer. So that's been a lot of the impetus behind much of our customer-driven work. Also, customers who are interested in reducing their costs or just understanding their costs better is they have been net new. You start developing applications in this model or against APIs. Now, back in 2012 when we started the company, that wasn't how we wrote programs. We wrote monolithic, huge applications, and so people were resistive against this API-driven approach. But now, it's the way forward.
Chandra, did you just say back in 2012?
Yes, in the old days.
4 whole years ago, when everything was different. And it really was. It was.
I went back, Jerry, and I went to kind of do a little research on Google App Engine, and I went over to Stack Overflow, and, they list pros and cons, and here I'm reading one of the cons, and 3 in a row it wrote, very expensive, very expensive, very expensive. And so really that's important. If you have a chatty app that's doing a lot of calls, it adds up.
Yeah, it adds up, and then you constantly have to reconsider your architecture and whether or not you made this mistake or not, and really your platform is pushing your architecture rather than you deciding what's the best thing for your application. It's really frustrating, and I can see why Azure is appealing to customers. We have data centers out the freaking yin-yang. We have everywhere you'd want to be, so if you want to move it closer to your customers, you have tons of options to do that. Now, earlier, Bruno, you were talking about you're using China as an example and talking about data governance. I know what you're talking about, but maybe some of our listeners don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's a lot of nations, and even down to the state municipalities, there's laws governing how information can travel across some of these borders. And so the way to solve that problem, and especially in the case of China, where we happen to have a data center, is to actually have the data center natively in that country so the data never leaves. So the customers that get served the data don't have to cross borders to get it. And so having that flexibility to run everywhere is critical in those scenarios.
Yeah. I mean, I can only imagine the legwork necessary to build all the data centers that we have. I mean, it's an awesome number. I've heard it a million times that take all of AWS data centers, take all of Google's, put them together, and we have more than that. And it's just one of those crazy things that what's this investment? How is it possible this many billions of dollars can be spent and this much technology can exist? It's my mind is blown, Chandra, and yet you've made it so we can go anywhere. And even if something is crazy, let's say AWS says or Amazon says, hey, we've decided to quadruple the number of data centers we have. All the investment I've made now to get off of Google and to go to Azure, AWS might be appealing to me thanks to AppScale. It's not going to be, there's no technical barrier to moving to that.
Absolutely. That's right. Super simple, super easy. One shot, and we are here to help you.
Now, tell me a little bit about resources. So a developer watching this is super inspired, right? I mean, this is sort of the dream come true. Bruno, earlier we were talking, this is the holy grail, right, where I can finally not be locked in, but I can still build to all the APIs that I want to. A developer wants to learn more. Where do you point them to?
just appskill.com. We have a great fast start link on our page, and that's you can just kind of choose your infrastructure, where you want to go, what you want to do, and that's the best way to get started. You can download a Docker container and just do a little hello world. You'll be up and running in minutes.
How easy is it?
By the way, I think there's a lot of great tutorials on using Google App Engine, so you can just leverage some of that information to get started as well.
Bruno, what's the analog in Azure to Google App Engine?
Well, I think it's kind of a unique architecture. We have Service Fabric as an offering. We have various containerized offerings like the Azure Container Service. But I think this architecture is somewhat unique to Google's implementation. I mean, obviously we have PaaS, but it is different. And so, you need to, Azure's kind of approach is we want to offer customers choice. And so this is just another choice in that spectrum of choices.
Yeah, well, no doubt. Here we are on Microsoft Dev Radio talking about AppScale. Absolutely. Talk to me a little bit more about AppScale tomorrow. What's next for AppScale, Chandra?
It sort of follows what Bruno was saying. The future is about combining services from different platforms and clouds into these really innovative, cool applications that we can't even dream about yet, especially with the Internet of Things coming online and the importance of data analytics for all companies, not just engineering or IT companies. So we really believe that by having choice, you can place your application, the heart of your innovation, near where the services are that you want to leverage. So you can take advantage of all these different things in the same application to offer your customers. So that's the future, and I hope that we can enable tons and tons of people to do lots of really neat innovations in the future.
Nice. Chandra, really, before you guys got started, you should have talked to me. You could have called your product Anti-Lock Apps. Wouldn't that have been great?
I needed help with the name. Yeah, thank you. Yes.
But you have appscale.com. When you told me the URL, I was so impressed. Absolutely so impressed. And not only could developers go there to learn and go through the tutorial, you said that's where the calculator is as well. If you want to to see what choice you make makes a pricing difference in what you're going to pay for that choice. That's pretty nice to have out there. And even if Microsoft made the same calculator, you'd always be suspicious of it. So for AppScale to have one, that's
completely
terrific.
Independent. Okay. That's right. So we're Switzerland of cloud platforms.
Nice. Bruno, what do you think? AppScale is a good choice?
I've been down there to their headquarters a number of times. Just a great set of engineers, super sharp. Very very much open to input, which I really respect. A company that's humble and open to input and really committed to providing a great customer experience. So from my point of view, it's been I need just a little bit of an excuse to travel down and visit because I just like being there so much.
Nice. Okay, so if you're a developer watching this show and your company is one of those early adopters and the Google platform was one of your early choices and you felt like you've been stuck in that world, welcome to AppScale. All of a sudden, we have options where you can change your application so that it writes to an API that you can move to any of the providers, including Azure.
And on-premises.
And on-prem. And in fact, you don't even have to move all of them. You could have a little bit here, a little bit there, and a little bit there,
absolutely,
depending on what makes sense for your application, where all your assets might be, where all your other services might exist, things like that that make sense for everybody's going to have a different choice. It's kind of, what should I do? It depends, right? Every time, it depends.
Absolutely.
Chandra, thanks for being on the show. It's been great talking to you. It's been great learning about who AppScale is, and I'm pretty excited.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed it.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks, Bruno.